No, I wasn't.
He goes, no use denying it, Rita. I saw you two at Century Theater. You're at the very back of the theater, the farthest left-hand corner. I saw you. Your head was on his shoulder. You were kissing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Collis? Collis Connors? The guy from the ice cream store across from the school?
Oh, the cute guy with the dark hair.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the soft voice, right?
Stop it, you guys. I don't give a damn about him.
Yeah, right, you don't give a damn. You go see those fucking sappy films together, don't you?
Whoa, Vivi. What are you, a snitch or something? Fuck off.
Is it true, Rita?
What?
Is it true?
Yes. We went on 3 dates. It was nothing. He's a nice guy.
No, it's not nothing, Rita. You know that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I swear it, Legs.
You better not, because normally for what you did, you should get a suspension.
Enough, Vivi. We don't need a lesson on the rules.
Shut up, will you? Vivi has just as much of a right to her opinion as the rest of us.
I thought we were all equal here. Agnes, Patty, Ginny, Toy, we're all new here. But we all swore. So what if you're the elders? So what if you created the rules and explained them to us? So much the better if I remind you of them every once in a while. Look, Legs, you need us. We're new blood. Any day I gotta die for you. Any of you, I would. Look, today we gotta respect the rules more than ever. Because what lies ahead, well, it's not gonna be easy. And we need trust to get through it. Because without trust, everything will fall apart, get all fucked up. So from now on, no more lies, no more secrets, no more rule bending, and no more elders. Because we're all here together, and we're all Foxfire. And that's it.